Shabbos Perek Yud Zayin Mishnah Zayin 17:7. Up to now, the Perek has been dealing with the halachas of Muktzah. We now move away from that. And for the next two Mishnayos, the rest of the Perek, we'll discuss rabbinic issues around Bona, the malach of construction. Here in this Mishnah, we're focused on the question of creating a temporary construction. What technically is an Ohel Arai, a temporary tent, if you will. So really, making a home, bona, we said, is a problem in any amount of midoraisa. If it's a temporary dwelling, like you're putting up just, you know, four poles and a curtain on top of it as a temporary tent, that would be an iser derabanan. The question is, if one does a temporary addition to a permanent structure, is that considered to be a problem or not? So the case for Mishnah here is talking about a pakak hachalon, the sealing up of a window. But when we say window, here in the 21st century, window means the glass pane inside the hole in your wall. But in the time of the Mishnah, there was no glass pane. There was just a hole in the wall. So you would seal it up to keep the cold air or the animals and the boogeyman out. The question is, if you are plugging up that hole, it's like a temporary improvement, if you will, addition, a temporary addition, at least, to the construction of your home. The same way we said back in the Malach HaBon, we said if you even seal one little hole in your wall with putty, that with Issur D'oraisa, there's no shear for how much, if it's meaningful and significant. So too, over here, you're kind of blocking up a hole, at least temporarily. The question is, should that be considered to be a problem of an Ohel Ara, like a temporary improvement, and be Asur Medurabonim? So the Mishnah starts out by saying, Pekakach alone, that's the noun, the actual board that goes into the hole in one's wall. Reb Eliezer holds, Bizmanchu kashur v'toli, if it's attached to the wall, like with a chain, and it's dangling there, meaning it's not even touching the ground, it's like beside the hole in the wall, where the window is, you've got this board, and the board goes in, the board goes out, and it sort of stays there permanently. So then pokakumbo, then yes, you could, even Rabbi Eliezer holds, yes, you could seal up the hole in the wall. Vim lav, however, if it's not attached to the wall, or even if it is attached to the wall, but it's the chain is so long that it's sitting on the ground, so since this board is not attached to the building ahead of time, it looks like you are doing some sort of improvement or a temporary improvement to your home, and therefore it's going to be usser. Vim lav, if it's not attached and dangling, then ein poking bo, you may not seal up the wall, even temporarily with that board. Chacham malinant, chacham omrim, ben kach, whether or not that board is attached and dangling, or if it's just sitting on the floor beside the window, poking bow, you, yes, are allowed to seal up the window, because it does not look, according to the Chachamim, that you're sealing up and making an improvement to your home. It's just part of the open and close of the house. And the halacha is like the Chacham, that one indeed could block up the windows with a board that is specifically designated for that purpose. One would not, however, be able to take some other new board, whatever the saying, and board up his window on Shabbos, because that would certainly appear like he's making some improvement to his home, even if only temporarily, and therefore be usher, at least mid-rabbanan.